Okay, Rabbi Sai, today's daf is daf Hey. Before we begin, you'll recall that yesterday we spoke about the Gvaldik Inyan of being Masmach Geula Letfila, and the Gemara asked if you're supposed to be Masmach Geula Letfila. Jake already asked yesterday that if that's the case, and how can we say Hashkivenu between Gaal Yisrael and between Shemon Esrei in Tefillah at night in Marv? So the Gemara answered that by at the Chachamu Mesak in Hashkivenu, and therefore it's Kegeula Arich de Damir. Then it becomes like a Geula Arich de. But that really doesn't address the issue. So why did they put in Hashkivenu? They could have said, when we say the whole, every night we should say the whole Shir Hashirim in between Gaal Yisrael and then Shemon Esrei, and that would be a Geula Arich de Damir. Or let's learn five blood of Gemara of Daf Yoimi in between Gaal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei, Kigula Arichta. What's the inyan of Hashkivenu being Kigula Arichta Damia? So the Rabbeinu Yoina here in the back of the Gemara, Rabbeinu Yoina is a Pirush on the Rif in Masechtas Brachos. He brings here, Va'atam She'enoi Hafsaka, the reason why Hashkivenu is not a Hafsaka in between Gaal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei, Nesha Hashkivenu Me'en HaGeulahu. In which respect? When the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to go and smite Mitzrayim, to go and hit them, the Yidin were similarly concerned, because as we know, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu allows a mashchis to go loose, unfortunately he doesn't know how to discriminate between the good and the bad. And therefore they were mispal at that time to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam shelgiten hamashchis lovoy el batehem lingoif. Shederech hatzadikim shireim tomid shemayigrem hachait. Tzadikim always concerned that although we have lots and lots of schusim, but unfortunately maybe we did some sins. Ukeneged oisat tvila, because at that time, during the time of Gaal Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu was taking Yidin out of Mitzrayim. At the same time, Klal Yisrael was being mispalel that everything should go well. Eskinu loimar hashkivenu shiatzilenu Hashem mikol devaro v'yishmor tzisenu v'yenu mi'at v'adoylam v'kim sheskinu l'omroi kenegin mashahoyi b'shasa ge'ula. Since this hashkivenu was similar to the circumstances of the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, then they were mispalel. And now we're mispal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be shoymer us on our tzisenu v'yenu and our comings and our goings wherever we are. Omer, therefore, Chazal said, that's not considered to be Hafsaka, it's considered to be a package deal together with the Geula at that time. Jake, are you satisfied with that answer?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
However, so, it's still questionable, what about on Friday night? You say Vishamru, you say Damanosha, why is that not considered?
Oh, it's interesting that you say Vishamru, because in fact, the Minig Hagra and others is not to say Vishamru, right, because they felt that in fact that's not part of the Geula, right, and therefore that would be a Hafsaka in between Gaal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei.
There's three views in the Rishonim, how do you understand that? So some say, you do say it on, you don't say Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have to say it at all Shabbos and Yom Tov, this is not an Eis Tzara, it's based on the Shabbat and Rashi that it's an Eis Tzara. Some people say that it's a Hafsaka. It's a good thing. And some say that you say it on Yom Tov, but you don't say it on Shabbos, because Yom Tov you're still allowed to ask for tzrachim, not klal tzrachim, but not your own personal tzrachim.
And that's the Chisrael where I, if the guy starts with Shomru, they go like, you thought you Machal Shabbos Magasya. They go crazy and stop the guy in a second.
The Rav and the Shurim and Maria said a beautiful thing. So if you look slowly and carefully at the Gaal Yisrael, that's in the past. That's what we say in Shabbos, because it's talking about, you see, it's Mitzrayim, that already happened. Why is it Gula Richta in my Rav? He said, because that's the next school, and that's why we say Hashkivenu, because it's dark, it's night, it's Yaakov.
Yaakov's night.
We're coming out of the dark night, the long Gula, that's why we need a Gula Richta, that's why we had Hashkivenu. And that's why we start off, we don't say Yatziv, we say Vemuna calls us, because the whole nighttime davening is about our Amuna, not about what happened already in the past.
Beautiful. That's very, very nice. So then, of course, the obvious question is, but we'd say after that, Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'yamein, and then we say, Yira Einenu. So Tosis already addressed this a couple of times, the beginning of Masechta and yesterday, and Tosis said that they were masakin that because people in the good old days used to go and daven in shuls that were located basada, not in the urban area where people were living, but out somewhere in the wilderness, somewhere out in the fields. And therefore, at night, there was a concern about mazikin, the evil demons that kind of go around at night, and therefore they didn't want people that davened a longish menesrei, people that davened long, to be stuck in shul by themselves, and they'd be going home by themselves. So therefore they added this additional fairly lengthy bracha, so that presumably those that daven a long shmanesrei, that daven slowly, left this bracha out. The other people that daven more quickly said this bracha, so then they were able to kind of more or less synchronize that everybody finished at the same time, so everybody would leave shul at the same time. They weren't misakin it, but it's interesting. The Rebbeinu Yonah continues on and asks further. The Yesh Lishol Al Mas Samchu Hu Oylam LaHoisiv Aloymer Achekach Psukim Shul Birchas Hamelach B'Chvoidai. Why do we say that? After all, do we say about that? Shal Zelay Amru Kigula Richter Davia V'Haviav Saka. And therefore says Rebbeinu Yonah, Umiktas HaChachomim Hoyu Nimnoyim Mili Amram. Some Chacham, in fact, left it out. The Kachayim in Hagai Shal Moiri HaRamban Neriyah. That was the minig of the Ramban. Of Moiri Rebbeinu Yonah. It's interesting, Rebbeinu Yonah talks about Moiri Rebbeinu Yonah. So really, it shouldn't say Rebbeinu Yonah. It's really Talmidei Rebbeinu Yonah. So it's a mistake. It should say Talmidei. Of Moiri Rebbeinu Yonah, Kroivoy, Nosan Tam, the minhag shenogu kol oylem la'oymram shebetchila shehoisa tefilas arvis rishus. In the good old days before the mechamim were masakin that marv is a choiva, initially it was rishus. Hoye oymram elu hapsukim sheyesh bem yud ches haskorois keneged yud ches brochis. If you go and count the psukim in Baruch Hashem la'olam amin v'amin, you'll find that there are 18 psukim keneged the 18 brachos that we say in Shmoneh Esrei. That's why Shmoneh Esrei is called Shmoneh Esrei, because it's 18 brachos.
It's 18 psukim where it says 18 Shem Hashem.
Really 18 Shem Hashem, really we'll count it up. Mishim, exactly. And you don't have to count it up now when you get home. Yeah. V'chois v'naleyev, and v'oymim kadesh v'yoytzim. V'yachash kavu achoyva, even though later on, Mar became a choiva. Nishra hadavar kibuya minig harishon. They left that old minig. But they have the hafsaka mingul letzvil. It's not a hafsaka. The kibin shemetchila adaita dehochi kibuya choiva. They would convey that to be the tefillah. It's not that there's a division, a chatzitza between Geula and Tefillah, because in the good old days, that was the Tefillah itself, the Baruch Hashem la'olam amen. That was the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, they just left it even for future generations. Anyway, so that was, yes, well,
I think the picture is,
yeah, sure, so
people can make, people may want to see it since that.
Absolutely, you can make three pictures.
Yeah.
Starts at the top over here.
Don't say
he said the Ramban and others and didn't say it. And even here in America, the Lubavitchers don't say it. And I think it's a one. I love the Shira. I love it, but nevertheless, if it's Afsak, it's Afsak. You should all sing Shalom Aleichem also at that time. You know,
I also agree.
Okay, anyway, so I figured all of you would be very excited about that. Yes, I'm sure. And therefore, we're going to continue on. This is over here, the shtickle over here.
I think I heard that if you keep two Shabbos in a row, the Gula comes. Somebody right. There's a connection between the Gula and the Shumra.
Oh, beautiful. So we're now up to the fourth line from the top of Hey Amid Aleph. And the Gemara is referring back to a pasuk that we read on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. If you look at the last line of Dalet Amud Beis, the pasuk reads, "Rigzu v'altechato imru b'vavchem al mishkavchem v'doim b'sela." It should be a familiar pasuk to you because it's part of the Kriya Shma Alamita that we say at night. So anyway, the Gemara now darshins those words, "Rigzu v'altechato." Zokti Yomar, Amr Levi bar Chama, Amr B'Shimon ben Lakish la'olam. Yargiz Odom Yetzer Toiv al Yetzer Hara. A person should always go and have his Yetzer Toiv go and furiously challenge and attack the Yetzer Hara. Now, our Gemara doesn't mean to say that the Yetzer Toiv should go on the offensive, because other Gemaras tell us that one should not start up with the Yetzer Hara, because unfortunately the Yetzer Hara is a very powerful force that will be very difficult for us to try to vanquish and overcome. What the Gemara means to say, explains Rashi, is that if the Yetzer Hara comes to you and is starting to go and cause trouble, then you shouldn't just go and sit there like a couch potato, but you should go and fight it out. That's the Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov, and he should fight El Mechoma with the Yetzer Ra. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Rigzu, go Beroigis, go with fury and with anger and with might, Va'atachato, and as a result, you will not sin. If you are successful, however, if you see that all of your efforts against the Yetzirah don't work, go and learn the Daf, go and learn Ashtikul Gemara. That's the best Nitzachon. Shenema Imru Bilvavchem. That's the continuation of the Pasuk. Imru Bilvavchem. The Imru over here is referring to the Amira of Torah. Bilvavchem comes to tell you, don't just learn it superficially, but learn it b'chol levavcha. Go and really take it into your heart, into your soul. Im notzri mutiv, if the learning of the Torah is successful, great. Vim lav yikr krishma, then go and like krishma. Shinema, like the pasuk continues on, al mishka avchem. Im notzri, if as a result of being makabel ol malchus shemayim shma yisod Hashem alikeinu v'yahavta, if you're in menatzeach is mutiv. Vim lav then yizkor lo yana misa, then remember for yourself the final day. Shinema v'doimu salah. That's the end of the pasuk. V'doimu is from the Russian v'yidoy maharan, when people are silent. After 120 people, unfortunately, the guf is silent. The neshamas maybe are still learning up in this medishal mala, but the guf down below is silent. So therefore, the pasuk in its entirety is, you have the yetzer hara that is fighting you. Number one, rigzuval techato, fight back. If that works, is great. If not, imu buvavchem, learn Torah. If that works, is great. If not, al mishkavchem, say kriyishma. And all of that doesn't work, v'doing v'sela, remember the yom misa, and remember the day is finally going to arrive at some point in time, hopefully close to 120, so you have many years in this world to do mitzvahs and masim toivim. But remember that day, and then that will hopefully remind you we got to do mitzvahs and don't listen to the Yetzer Hara. Now, since this memo which we just quoted on the fourth line was Reb Levi Bar Chama Amr Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, we quote another unrelated maimer of Amr Reb Levi Bar Chama Amr Reb Shimon Ben Lakish. Mike Dixit, it says in the Pasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now giving the Luchos to Klal Yisrael, the Etn Lecha es Luchos HaEven V'Hatreda V'Mitzvah Asher Kasavti Lihoi Roisam. What do these words mean? So, Tzoktimor Luchos Eilas Erz Adibris. That means, of course, the Ten Commandments. We're talking about the Luchos. That's easy. Then what means Torah? Torah is a Mikra. That means the Chumash, the five books of Moses, Bereishis through Dvarim. V'amitzvah zu mishnah, that's also the mishnayis, because when you learn the mishnayis, then you know the basics of the mitzvahs, the fundamentals of the mitzvahs. And then it says, Esher kasavti, elu nevi'im uksuvim, that's referring to Tanakh. That's between the mikra, the Torah mikra, that was chumish, and now we're talking about nach. Loiroisam ze Talmud. Loiroisam comes to tell you, the Talmud meaning, hayroa means halacha lemaisa. It's great to know mishnayis bal peh, and to know all the mishnayis, but we know you can't pass it from the mishnah, because the mishnah, after all, is just the basics, but the Gemara very often will say, oh, that's what it says in the Mishnah. But in the Braisa, there are two other man, the Amrim. And we don't paskin like the Mishnah, we paskin like Atan and the Braisa. And then, of course, the Amoraim elaborate and have the Machloikas in about what the Pshat is in the Mishnah. So therefore, Yiroah has to come from the Gemara. Now, why does the Pasuk tell us all of this? Everything that was subsequently given, even Nach, when you're talking about Divrei Hayom, you're talking about Daniel, when you're talking about Shmuel and all of the Nevi'im and the Shoiftim and the Molochim, all of that was already given to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and after that it was all disseminated to Klal Yisrael. So some of the Meforshim point out that it says over here, Torah is Mikra, Mitzvah is Mishnah, and then we get back to Torah Shebichsav, Asher Kasavti El Nevi'im Uksuvim. The Chayre Tanakh should go together, right? Mikra and Nevi'im Uksuvim, and then V'ham Mitzvah, the Mishnah. And they say from here is a remez or a raya that it's more important to learn Torah Shebal Peh than to learn Torah Shebichsav, and that's why you have to learn Mikra, the Chumash, because that's the basics. Without learning the Chumash, you can't even start opening up a Gemara or Mishnayis. But once you learn the Mishnayis, that comes before. If you have only a certain amount of time, it's more important to learn the Torah Shebal Peh than the Torah Shebichsav.
How do you see that?
How do I see that? Because of the fact that in this pasuk it says Torah Zemikra, V'Hamitzvah Zum Mishnah, Asher Ksavti, that's Nevi'im Uksuvim. Now you would think that Mikra and Nevi'im Uksuvim goes together because that's Tanakh. Why does the mitzvah of the Mishnayis come in the middle? Tell you that you're supposed to learn the Torah Shebal Peh before Torah Shebichsav. Amar Yitzchak, we're going back to the Indian of being Kodesh Krishma, which we started off on the bottom of the Amid Beis of yesterday, the Indian of Lady Krishma Alamita. If you go and take Krishma Alamita, it's as if you are holding in your hand the whole night a cherev, a sword, which is double bladed, blades on both sides. Most of your knives, as you know, only have a blade on one side. The other side is straight. And that's why if by accident you start cutting your meat with the other side of the knife, you'll see that it usually doesn't work. Sometimes even with a blade it doesn't work. But anyway, the point is that this is a double-bladed sword. What do you need two blades for? Number one, against the mazikin, that Chas V'Shalom come around at night. And number two, that's the inyan of not forgetting the Torah that you learned through the day, that you want to have this cherev that is protecting you on both sides. Against the mazik and against the yetzahara, you have this cherev. So now, how do I know this, that there are two blades to the sword? Shenemer, it says in the pasuk, Roim Oiskel Begroinim, the cherev pifiyois biyodim. They have a cherev of the double piv, meaning the two separate blades. My mashma, I see that the word cherev pifiyois means a cherev of shtei piyois. That I understand. But who says in this pasuk that has anything to do with Krishma Lamita? Look at the pasuk right before that. Yiranu, they're saying tfilis on their mishkav b'shach b'cha, when they're going to sleep on their beds. That yiranu mishkav voisam. The next pasuk says, that tefillah they say on the mishkav that has the strength of the cherev pifias. Uksim basrei, like the Gemara says, the mishkav begroinim v'cherev pifias biyadim. The Yom Rav Yitzchak, kol akori krishma al mitosem mazikin medele menu. First, who says krishma lamita, then the mazikin, the word bodel is like lashon havdala, they separate from him, they go away. Why? Shinem says the pasuk, uvenei reshef yagbiu uf. B'nei Reshef, as we'll see in a moment, according to the first pshat in the Gemara, is referring to Mazikin. Mazikin means the spiritual evil demons, the Shin Dalids out there in the world. Those Yagbiu Uf, they're going to go up, they'll be raised, Uf, and fly away. The word Uf comes from the word Oif. They're going to fly away. Now, what does it have to do with Krishma Lamita? Then Uf Ela Torah. Uf is really referring to Torah. Shenemar hasoif einecha boi v'einenu. The word hasoif comes from the word usnuma me'af apoi. Af apoi are the eyelids. So hasoif einecha, if you close your eyes with your eyelids, boy, on the Torah, v'einenu, puff, it goes away. What is that pasuk telling us? That pasuk is telling us that a person should constantly chazer what he learned, because if he doesn't chazer what he learns, unfortunately, you close your eyes and you don't focus and you don't remain immersed in your learning. Veinano, it will quickly fade away. When did I learn that? I don't remember that yet. You learned it yesterday. Shall long forget, and it's already history. So that's at the pasuk asoif einecha boi veinano is kind of giving mussar and guidance. Make sure to constantly review and think about what you're learning. Anyway, because the Gemara, that pasuk is referring to Torah, and it uses the expression hasoif, so therefore the pasuk over here, uf, is also a vague reference, an allusion to Torah, and it's saying is, you want to get rid of the B'nai Resh, of these mazikim, yagbiu, you want to get them out of your midst, that they should be uplifted and beyond the radar screen, get them out of here. Oof, go and learn Torah. Or, like the Gemara is saying now, that you should go and say Krishma Alamita. The Krishma is considered to be Limud HaTorah, since the whole Chiyuv of saying Krishma, we learn from the Pasuk, Vishinantam Livonecha, Vidibarta Bam, Vishitcha Vesecha, Vulat Chaladev, O Vishapacho Kamecha. We have Vishapacho Kamecha Daf Deis Omer Aleph. That's the Makar that you go and say Krishma at night. Okay, so therefore that's a form of learning Torah, and that's what happens. Then the mazikin go away.
Krishna Lamita is a separate category.
But Krishna Lamita is considered Shviva,
not
less than. So Reb David asks, isn't Krishna Lamita different than the B'shach B'cho of Kamecha? Isn't that just separate for Shvira purposes? So this, in fact, is a major machloikis back on the Beis Omer Aleph. We didn't really focus on it when we learned the Mishnah, but if you just turn back to Beis Omer Aleph for a moment, in the very first Mishnah of our Masechta, where it says that you're supposed to go and say Krishma at night from Tzeis HaKechavim until Ashmoyer Rishayna, If you look at the Rashi, Rashi starts on Rashi on Beis Hamidrash, third line from the top of the Rashi, at the top of the Amud. At Sofa Mishmoyer Shoyne Shlisha Laila Kafashvi Gemara. That means until 10 o'clock. Misham Veilach Over Zman. After 10 o'clock, it's too late. The Le Mikri Suzman Shchiva Vele Kriyin Beis Shach Bcha. Umikami Hachi Nami Lav Zman Shchiva. After 10, it's already too late. Before 6, it's too early. Lafichach Hakoyri Koyim Lachein LeYotzi Yedei Chavase. If you lane Krishma when Tzeisik Chavim is 6 and you lane it at 5 o'clock, you're not Yotz. Frank Rashi, im kein lama koyin oisab beis hakneses. I in our local shuls in wherever Rashi lived. In those places, guess what? We daven early Marev. We daven before Shkia. We daven before Tzeis. What's going on? Says Rashi, "Kedei lamid betfilah mitoich divrei Torah." The reason why we say Kriya Shema before tefillah is not because of the bishach b'cha requirement. It's because when we start off our tefillah, we want to start off with divrei Torah. Parenthetically, that's the reason why we say Ashrei in Mincha. Yes, you're supposed to say Ashrei 3 times a day, but why do you say it right before Shemoneh Esrei? You say it before Shemoneh Esrei, "Kedei lamid betfilah mitoich divrei Torah." V'achitan yubraisim v'rochel Yerushalmi ulaficha choyvo lein lekroi yisrael. That's why make sure lane it again at night. Head to yet Reb David. But Kriyas Parsha Rishonish Adam Kari Almita So Yotza. So Rashi is saying is that the Kriyishma Lamita is not only for Shmira purposes, but that Kriyishma is also to Mekayim the mitzvah of Bishach Becha. Comes out according to this Rashi L'chayra, the Iker of saying the Kriyishma Lamita is the Bishach Becha, because what you said earlier, you're not Yotza. So he's a Rashi. If you look over this long Tosis, don't worry, we're not going to learn the whole Tosis now. The Tosis is very concerned with Rashi's Pshat. Look at the top Tosis, Pirish Rashi. How are we laying it early? You gotta wait. Alkein Pirish Rashi, Shepirish Mashalamita, Iker, the Iker of Bishach Becha, the Mekiyam Mitzvah of Kriyishma, is when you go to sleep, the Kriyishma Lamita. V'hu l'achat seysa gechav, v'chis v'yishalmi, bring the same v'yishalmi.
Sorry, I brought you back. I'm sure you did it the first day.
No, you did beautifully. Toises asked 4 kashas, not going through all of them, but just going through the first kasha, the third narrow line, fourth narrow line. Says Toises, "Valoi eina oilam tema lepirushay." I have a kasha on Rashi's pshat. "Valoi eina oilam regilum likrei samach l'shchiva al parsha yishoyna." Most of us just say that first parsha. Vimkain shomish parshas ayloi likrei. If the ikra krishma at night before you go to sleep is the krishma that we're talking about, the krishma of bishach b'cha, then why don't we go and lay all 3 parshas? When we go to sleep at night, we should go and say the ganze 2 brachas before, 2 brachas later, and then Jake is going to ask, and then we're going to have a problem of Gual Yisrael, and it's going to be Gula Litvila, Gula Masmech Gula Litvila, etc. Voido is a Krishma, Samach Lamita, in El Bishalam Mazikin, like Reb David just asked. It's not intended to be Shachbacha, it's going to get Mazik. Anyway, because of that, Toys respectfully disagrees with Rashi. Ayin Shom, no, if I care to say, they're good. That we should remember. Anyway, that of course that's very, very negiah to many of us that daven, particularly during the summer months. On Fridays we go and daven Shmones, we daven the whole Marv early on Friday, so you have to make sure to go and repeat Krishma later on, all 3 parshas, otherwise you're not in the kind of the mitzvah of the Shachar. Anyway, yeah, exactly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara now. So we Haltman doing the Gemara, so we just finished saying that Reb Yitzchak says that
Rabbi Reshef on the 5th wide line.
You know, I appreciate you bringing me back to reality over here, but you'll see that there are 2 memories which are back to back, but are slightly different. The first one is the 3rd wide line where we said the Amrib Yitzchak Kol Akoyer Krishma Alamitase the Mazikin Bedelim Heimenu. The raya was that Yagbiu Uf is referring to the Torah that causes the Bnei Reshef to leave. The question is, who are the Bnei Reshef? Says the Gemara of the Ein Reshef on the 5th line, Ein Reshef Ela Mazikin Shenemer. Says in Pasim Zei Ra'av Uluchumir Reshef the Ketev Mariri. All of these things are bad things. What are these bad things referring to? The Mezeirov are referring Nebuch to the hunger pains when people unfortunately have no food, when there's a famine. The Chumir Reshef, the Gemara just explained now, are the Mazikin. And Ketev Mariri, Rashi explains, that's the name of the Shindalit HaTzoharoim. That's the evil demon that's in charge noontime and afternoon time. That's, as we all know. So that's a Keter Mariri. So L'chumei Reshef, since it's bundled together with Keter Mariri, that's also a form of Mazikin and Yagbiu Uf. But now we have a similar memra, Amr B'Shem Ben Lakish. Kol HaOisek B'Toyra, whoever's learning Toyra, Yisurin B'Deilu Yemenu, then the Yisurin. All of those, how did you define Yisurin last night? You had the other name.
Remember.
I don't know. Yisurin means pains, but you had another.
Hardships.
Ah, so hardships and pains will be boidel mimenu, will separate from him if the person learns Torah. How do I know Shinema? Says the Pasuk. The Reshef Yagbi Ofa the same Pasuk. Vein Ofa the Torah Shinema Hasrefenecha Boy the Einanu. Vein Reshef El Yisurim. Oh, Reshef is not Mazikin, it's Yisurim. Shinema Mezerov Uluchumi Reshef. So make up your mind. Is the Chumi Reshef, is that Mazikin or is that Yisurin? Says Rashi, because Uluchumi Reshef is sandwiched in between Mezerov and Keter Mariri. Mezerov is referring to the hunger pains, that's Yisurin. Keter Mariri is referring to the Shindalits, to the evil demons. So therefore, the Chumi Reshef has both qualities, if you will. If you look at Rashi here, L'chumi Reshef, on the right-hand margin, 6 lines before the end, 7 lines before the end, L'chumi Reshef, K'siv bein ro'ov l'mazikin, L'nish l'fonov u'li'achrov, Yisurin u'mazikin. So these L'chumi Reshef are bad guys. They can be interpreted either as mazikin, or as Yisurin, or both. But in both cases, if you learn Torah, or you say Krishma Lamita, oof, they will fly away, they'll go away. So now, on this second member, which was Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that's the famous Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan was not so impressed. Rabbi Yochanan, remember, was the Rebbe of Reish Lakish, as well as the brother-in-law, the Shvug of Reish Lakish. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, ha, that memra that you just told us now, what was this memra? Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf, that a person who has Yisurim, let him go and learn Torah, and the Yisurim will go away. Now, where is this Pasuk, Ubnei Reshef? This Pasuk is in Eoiv. And Rashi says that the Ktanim, the youngsters, don't know Eoiv. Of course, if you would write Rashi today, he would say that even the Gedolim don't know Eoiv. How many people learn Eoiv? But anyway, says Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, ha! This memra that you just told us, even the kleine kinderlach, Shinemit says in the pasuk, if you listen to Hashem, meaning you're going to do the Torah, you're going to learn the Torah, you're going to do all the mitzvahs. What happened? So you see that if you're Oisik B'Torah, Hashem Yisbarach is going to take away all of the Yisurim, all of the Machlis. So what do I need a Pasuk in Eoi for? Ella, rather, what limud should I learn? Not that the negative, that if a person learns, the Yisurim will go away. Ella, it's just the opposite. Exactly. A person should learn Torah, and like we just learned a moment ago, if you learn Torah, the Yisurim go away. But what happens if a person does not learn Torah? It's not that there's a vacuum. No Yisurim, no nothing. Fakir Chas V'Shalom, Kodesh Baruch is maybe all of Yisurim Michu'arim. Michu'arim means ugly or repulsive, something that a person detests. V'Oichan Oisein, it makes that person become detested and repulsive. Shenema, Nelamti Dumiya Hechshesi Mitoiv V'Chaevi Nekar. Nelamti Dumiya and Hechshesi are all Lashons of being silent. Nelamti is a Lashon Ilein, a person is mute. Dumiya, he is quiet. Hechshesi, he is silent. Mitoiv, from the goodness. Uchaevi nekar, that my koev, my pain, nekar will chas v'sholem be oicher, will cause that person to be repulsed or repelled. Be repulsive. And says Yimara, the in toiv the toiv, we said Hechshesi mitoiv, what is that toiv referring to? Toiv shenema kileka, toiv nasatil chem, tirasi al ta'azoiv. So therefore, make sure don't be Hechshesi mitoiv. Don't be quiet from learning Torah. Because if you're quiet from learning Torah, chas v'sholem, ke'ei v'nekar, it's going to make Yisurim mechayarim v'oichrim. Amr b'zeir v'yisema Reb Chanina, bar papa. Bore eish lekem nish kodesh baruch, midis bas v'dam. Midis bas v'dam, odam moicher chevetz l'chaveru, moicher otzei v'loikeach, sameach. when you have a person who is selling something which had was a great sentimental value, the person loved this chayfetz. Maybe he was yarshin it from his elta zayda, who learned by the Chassam Sofer, and they used to use that chayfetz together, and it has tremendous sentimental value for him. What's the reason why he's selling it? Because unfortunately he has to raise cash. He's not liquid. He's got to pay off the mortgage. He's got to pay off tuition. So the moicher is nebuch otzev. Otzev means he's sad. And the purchaser is very happy. Now he'll be able to go and show off. Oh, you see what I got. The Kodesh Baruch is not that way. So the Kodesh Baruch gave us the priceless Torah, the beautiful Torah. The Sameach, and even after he gives it to us, he is so happy. Now where do we see in this pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch is happy? You don't really see it in the pasuk. However, Rashi says on the left-hand margin, there are no toises in on this amud. If you look on the left-hand margin, the second line, the Sameach, third line, Shar Kodesh Baruch Hu Mazhiram Milaz of Oisa Umishabcha Lefneim Belekach Toiv. It's one thing when the moicher is selling it, then of course he's going to go and say the huff and the puff and the bluff, because after all, a moicher wants to sell it, and he goes, oh, this is the best, and this is the greatest, and this is tremendous, and blah, 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 blah. And after you go and buy it, and then you go back to the moicher, he says, sir, I'm too busy on my next sale, I don't have time for you now, you know, come back in a year from now, or come back at the next Siyum HaShas, you know, not now. Means he doesn't want to get involved. Here, however, Kodesh Baruch Hu, after he gave the Torah, Nasati Lechem, he gave it to you, the Torah, I want you to know this Torah is beautiful. Alta Zoivu, don't leave it for a moment and keep on learning. It's a gishmak and it's a dwa. So you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu Sameach, and Kodesh Baruch Hu continues to be besimcha and rejoice about his Torah, even though he gave it away, so to speak.
Without puffery.
He gave it away
with a purpose.
With a purpose.
So that it should be used.
Absolutely. Not with puffery, but with purpose. Very good. Amarava, the Isaim Rav Chizdim, Nimroya Adam Shisurim Boim Alav, if a person, Chas Hashem, sees that Yisurim, hardships, anguish, pain, suffering is coming upon him, Yafash B'Masav, what he has to do is do major introspection. He has to look at his Masim to go and see, what did I do right? What did I do wrong? How do I know? Shinemetz in the Pasi. Nachbasa Durachainu V'Nachkoira, we should investigate, we should look over all of our drachim, the Nakoir and do an investigation. Then we should do tshuva to Rabbi Shalom and everything will be great. Now what happens if he was Mafash Bamasa, he did the introspection, the investigation with Alice, but Matsu, he didn't find any reason for getting the Yisurim, Yitlov a little Torah, then he should go and assume that it was because he didn't learn. All the Mafarshim, not all of them, but many Mafarshim ask, I don't understand. You just said a moment ago, be mafashmish b'masav. Presumably, among his actions, or the absence thereof, there is the major action. Did he learn? Did he not learn? So you're saying, if he wasn't able to figure anything out, pishmish b'matzah, bittle Torah. Isn't that part and parcel of the mafashmish b'masav? When he's doing, going through his whole balance sheet, what mitzvahs did I do? What averis did I do? He would discover, did he learn? Did he not learn? So how is this a separate category? So the Gros says, the Vilna Goyen says, that the Yitlov HaBittel Torah's pshat is not that this is a separate category, but when the person was mafashish b'masav, you know why he didn't find where his mitzvahs or his averis lie, is because he doesn't know enough about kiyum hamitzvahs or chas v'sholom committing an avera. This person, for instance, on every single Shabbos, he eats chumt. I had this in my yeshiva many, many, many years ago, yeshiva of Rav Paula Zechon Avrocha, Grace, Goyen, Talmud of the Briskerov, Edom of the Matzah Safarov. We had one bachur in the yeshiva, very frum bachur, one of the few bachurim that during the week wore a long rekel, a long jacket until his knees. So one time I was learning with him b'chavrusa, and we were talking about Shabbos, and I told him, does your mother make chulent on Shabbos? Make chulent for Shabbos. And he said, no, their family, the beans, my digestion, whatever, I'm finished. Okay, fine. So what do they eat Shabbos morning? We eat hot chicken soup. From. So I said, does your mother leave the chicken soup on the blech the whole night? No. Friday night she puts it in the refrigerator, and she takes it out on Shabbos morning, and she puts it on the blech. I said, how can she do that? Isn't that bishul? Don't you know it says Masechta Shabbos, ain't bishul achar bishul. It was already cooked on Thursday and on Friday, and oat gekocht and everything. I'm looking at this person, I'm saying, I can't believe it. He doesn't know the basics. And his mother doesn't know the basics. Now, the reason why the mother did didn't know.
Because her mother didn't know it.
No, her mother probably did, but she was probably Nebuch an orphan after the war. Her mother was probably killed in Auschwitz together with 6 million others, or 5,999,999. And therefore, she never had that chinuch, because all women know the basics from their mothers, and their mothers knew it from their mothers. But unfortunately, during the Second World War, many people lost that Masoida because of what the Nazis Yimach Shemam did to the Jewish people. Anyway, the point is, so I told him, I think there may be a problem. I think you should speak to Rosh Hashiva about it and get some clarity. What's my point? The point is, says the Vilna Gaon here in this Gemara, that when a person is mafashim b'maasev and he didn't find anything, yitla b'vidl toira, he should be toilet. The reason why he didn't find it is because he doesn't know all the halachas. Go back to Shulchan Aruch, go and look it all up, and he's, oi, 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 I'm cooking on Shabbos for the last 25 years, I didn't realize. So the mafashim b'maasev is Yitla, he should be toiling bittul Torah, that he doesn't know what the Torah requires, and that's why he didn't find the masim which were not proper. Shlemah says the pasuk Asher Yevah Asher Tisrin the Kah Umitzeroscha Selamdenu. The Yisurim Asher Tisrin the Kah is from a lashon of Yisurim. Why did the person get the Yisurim? Because he didn't learn the Torah. So go Umitzeroscha Selamdenu, learn the Torah, and that will take the Yisurim away. V'im Talav Leimatzah. What happens if he was toiler in the Torah and he says, I've been learning now for years 12 hours a day maximum. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him these hardships, these Yisurim, is because Hashem loves him. That this sounds a little bit counterintuitive. Normally you don't give Yisurim to a person that you love. So Rashi says something over here very fascinating. We normally think of Yisurim as being a way that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he cleanses us on this world, so we should be able to go straight to Gan Eden. The next world we shouldn't have to go through Gehenna. Rashi goes one step further. See, Yisurim Shalahav, halfway down to Rashi's on the left-hand margin. Even if the person didn't do any Averis whatsoever, he's a tzaddik tamim. Kein Averinish. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him brownie points. He wants to give him extra credit, not just get 100 on the test. He gives him 110 on the test. By giving him Yisurim, Kadosh Baruch Hu builds up in this person even more reasons to get schar lo. The person didn't do any avedus, but like, oh boy, Shem Yisburach gives him this treasure house of these Yisurim, so he should really go and he should have a comfortable, warm suite there in the MetLife Stadium. He shouldn't be freezing in Gan Eden. It should really be the best seats possible. Exactly. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara Vaita. Since we spoke about the Inyan of Yisurim Shalahava, the Gemara is going to talk about that now in some length. At some length. Amrav, Tzchura, Amrav, Huna, Kodesh Baruch Hu likes him. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and inflicts upon him. Yisurim Shenemer says, Mazav Hashem, Chofetz, Dachoy, Hechali. He gives him the machla of Yisurim. If Hashem Chofetz, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves him, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him, he gives him Yisurim Shalahava. Yochel Afilu Loi Kiblam Nihava. What happens if the person says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, no thanks, I don't want those Yisurim. Dam Aloyma, the Pasuk, the same Pasuk continues on. Im Tosim Osham Nafshoy. What does that mean? Ma Osham Ladas, just like when you bring a carbon Osham, it has to be Ladas, that you are doing it intentionally. Av Yisurim Ladas, the Yisurim also have to be that you accept the Yisurim, and not if you are Boet, if you kick them away. Bim Kiblam, what happens if the person says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're sending me the Yisurim, I accept them. Mascharei, Yira Zera Yarech Yom. All of this is one long pasuk. If you want to go and see this beautiful pasuk, Gemara brings it down below. It's pasuk Samach, in these beautiful Gemaras that were given anonymously. You see the second wide line of the Torah Ora Shalom down below. Vashem Chavetz Dakei Hecholi, Im Tosim Oshem Nafshoi, Yira Zera Yarech Yom, and Vachifetz Hashem Biyodo Yitzlach. So again, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem Chofetz, he likes the person, Daki Echol, he gives him Machlis, he gives him Yisur. Im Tosim, Oshem and Afshim, but that's only if he accepts them. If he doesn't accept them, forget about it. But if he accepts them, then Yirazer Yarech Yomim, have Arichas Yom, they'll see children. And, as the Yomar will now continue on, what is this Chofetz Hashem, Yodi Yitzlach, Zokti Yomara Vaitim, the learning that he did, he will have a key, will have fulfillment. In other words, he won't forget it, it'll stay with him. The Chifetz of Hashem, which is the Hebrew Torah, that will be Hatzloch in his hand.
What's the translation of Tosim Asham?
Tosim Asham, the Gemara is, continue on. The way the Gemara is learning Pshat is that when Hashem Yisbarach gives you the Yisurim? When will he continue to allow you to have those Yisurim? If Imtosim Asham Nashim,
he was tributed to an Asham.
If you will accept it upon yourself, like accepting upon yourself, bringing a carbon Asham. If, however, if you don't accept it, if you say these Yisurim are unacceptable, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, I'll take them away. But if you do accept them, then you'll get Yirazera Yarachim. Excuse me. How do you define Yisurim Shalahava? Yisurim are Yisurim. How do you know that they're Shalahava? If even though you have these hardships, these pains, etc., nevertheless, if it doesn't allow, if it doesn't cause you to miss even a minute of learning, there's no bitul tayr. That even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Yisurim on him, he can still come to the daf and he still learns the daf every day, etc. That he doesn't miss out on any davenings. He can go to all Shachas Min Chamarav, never misses a word, even though he has Yisurim, but Baruch Hashem, that does not cause him to miss even a moment. Shenema. Even though Hashem has put on Yisurim, but Baruch Hashem, not one tefillah has been loyheser, has not been removed from me. I was able to go down. Apparently saying the name of his father. Both of these, meaning, even if a person were chas v'sholem to go and miss learning and miss chas v'sholem davening, there would still be yisurim shalahava. Hashem, yev Hashem, yechiach. The person that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves, he's yechiach, he gives him, he puts on him some yisur. What does the mitrasuk some denu come to tell you? I think it's slam denu el slam denu. No, that's not slam denu with a segol, slam denu with a tzeira. What does that mean? The word slam denu means tlamed oisanu. The Torah is teaching us. This inyan of the Yisurim Shalahava, we're going to learn from the Torah. How are we going to learn from the Torah? Kavuchayim v'shem v'ayim. Ma'ashim v'ayim shehein echad me'evorav shel odom ebed yoytum en lecheres. As you know, the halach is that if the odom goes and knocks out the shem v'ayim, then his ebed goes out for free. Yisurim shevamarkin kogufu shel odom. When a person chashom is inflicted with Yisurim, with hardships and with pain, oy, unfortunately, the whole guf feels that pain, that anguish. It's memarik. It cleanses that person's guf, that person's soul. Alach's kamakama, for sure, that this person will go lecheres, meaning that this will take away his averis, and this will take away any onshim, and he goes into Gan Eden after 120. You see the same word bris used by salt and bris used by yisurim. So using the expression of melach and bris, this eilu divya bris comes at the very end of the teichacha that we lay in shul. Eilu divya bris, my bris omer b'melach, melach matekes es abaser. Just like the melach that you put on the baser is misakin it. The word mamtik, of course, means to make it sweet. But most people don't think of salt as making it sweet. It means it makes it now edible. Until now you couldn't eat the basar, you put the melech on, takes out the blood, and then afterwards you use it for seasoning. Now it becomes edible and tasty. That yisurim will also cleanse the avoidness of a person and make it now edible and tasty. In other words, that his avoidness are removed and the person now is ready to go into Olam Haba, into Gan Eden, because Baruch Hashem, no more avoidness. Tanya Shimon Yechoy Oimer Sholish Matonis Toydes Nosan Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave three special presents to Kulei Nosan Ella Al Yedei Yisurim. All of them were accompanied by Yisurim. What are those three? Ella Hein Toira Ve'eretz Yisrael Ve'olam Haba Toira Minayin Shem Is in the Pasuk Asher Yevesh Et Yisrael Ka Umitirascha Salam Denu. So you see the Yisurim to Yisrael Ka Umitirascha. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Toira to learn, but he gave Mitoich Yisurim. It's not easy to go and learn. Person says, my schedule doesn't allow it, it's too late, it's too early, I can't, I have the sniffles, I have a problem with my nose, my toes, I can't, da, da, da. All types of Yisurim, out, because learning Torah is not simple, comes with Yisurim. Eretz Yisrael, Dechziv, Ki Kasher, Yasser, Ishish, Ben Ha'eshem, Lekech, Viyasreka, Leshen Yisurim, Uksiv, Asrei, the next one, Zekeshem, Lekech, Meviachal, Eretz, Toiva. So you see Yisurim and Torah and Eretz Yisrael go together. Anybody that's ever moved to Eretz Yisrael knows it's accompanied by a certain degree of Yisurim. Even if you don't move to Eretz Yisrael. Anyway.
There's no Yasser term by Eretz Yisrael.
Not move there.
There's no concept of Yasser, this term of this Yisurim.
No, it's still look, Yasher, Yasser, Ishish, Benoi, Lekech, Viyasreka. That's what you Yisurim. Yasser is Yisurim. What happens right after that? Yisham Lechem Meviachal Eretz Toiva, that the going to Eretz Yisrael is accompanied by Yisurim. Who Oilam Haba, Dichsiv, Kiner mitzvah v'toyra or v'derech chayim v'toychochois musar. What is this referring to? Ha'ilam Abba is referring to the derech chayim, that's the Eretz Chaim after 120. The last Rashi you see on this Amud on the left-hand margin, derech chayim, chay ha'ilam Abba, havi loy toychochois musar li'adim. So when you're preparing yourself for the ha'ilam Abba, the derech chayim, toychochois musar, it's accompanied with Yisurim. Doesn't go so easy to get to ha'ilam Abba. Okay. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Isik, Vatayr Ubi, Gimir Sachsan, and the Koiver, as one of Moichlan Loi Al Kovan Oyser. If a person, number one, learns Tayr, number two, does Chesed, number three, he's Koiver's Bon of Rachman Litzlan, he buries his own children, then he has Machidus of Oinus. So, points out Barry immediately, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that's listening. Tani Tana Kami
Dirgana.
And Miyat Hashem, we're going to have that
carried around the little bone.
Right, a tooth.
Yeah. So Rabbi say what you are referring to is in fact the next Gemara. We're going to be there momentarily. So anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan was listening to this Tana, his Talmud, saying that these three things bring Mechilas of Oinus, and now he started analyzing each one individually. As a result of doing chesed, and as a result of doing emes, learning Torah's emes, yichupar oven, that will be a kapara for your aveiros. Chesed do gemilas chesed. Chesed is referring to doing gemilas chesed. Shenema roid of tzedakah v'chesed yimtzah chayim tzedakah v'chavet. If you're going to be a roid of tzedakah v'chesed, you're going to do chesed, then you're going to go and get that chayim nitzchiyim. You're going to get the chavet of what? Of the mechilas avoinos. So after, when you come to the afterlife in the upstairs in Shemayim, you won't have to have the bizoyin of having to go to Gehenim first. You go straight to Ganeim. So therefore, if you're right, it's talk of a chesed, yim tzachai. Emes zu toira.
But they have the same pasuk.
Sorry, Nachum. Yeah.
But they have different. They say, "Rodev, how is it? Is it Rodev said of a chesed yim tzachai and tzedakah v'kavod?"
Right.
So how is he? He has to come to tzedakah. He has to find tzedakah. So he says he'll find people roy to give tzedakah.
Very nice. The Gemara L'Chayr on the surface is a little bit of a pella. The Gemara says, "B'chesed the emzichu parav." If a person does chesed, then Kadosh Baruch Hu mechaper his avedus. Now, chesed. What is chesed referring to? That's gemilas chesedim. And let me ask you: you didn't know that chesed means gemilas chesedim? Everybody knows chesed means you do chesed. I mean, it's not a psagamatri over here. The Gabi Emes, I don't know exactly what Emes means. The Gemara says, "Emesu toyrish nemer Emes kenei val timkar toyrish Emes." Fine. But how do I know that chesed is chesed? I have a pasuk, right? It's talking about chesed. And without this pasuk, he didn't know chesed. So the mafarshim, because the chesed, the em is a chuparoban, I could have thought that the word chesed is referring to the chasonim of the Rabbeinu Shlom. Rabbeinu Shlom has so much mercy and compassion for Klal Yisrael. So with chesed, he's going to be mechaper ovay. So Gimor, no, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chasonim. It's our chasonim. If we're going to be right, it's talking about chesed. Oh, that will bring for the mechilas avoyis. Emes is Torah, Shnemar, Emes Kenev Al Timka, the Pasuk is telling you, you should go and buy Torah, so to speak, and don't go and sell Torah. What exactly does that mean? You buy Torah, you don't sell Torah. So the Mefarshim explain that that means that if a person wants a Malamid, he should be prepared to go and pay for a Malamid to go and teach him. In other words, pay your Schar Limud, pay your tuition, Emes Kenev. Buying Torah sometimes is expensive, pay for it. However, what happens in later years when that young child now becomes a Talmud Chacham himself, and he wants to go and be now a Malamed and teach others, Altimkar, you shouldn't go and charge for your services. So even though you paid to learn, you shouldn't go and charge to teach others. So you're going to say, how do all teachers and how do all Rebbeim go and do today? It's because of what we call Bittul Zman, because they're not getting paid for teaching Torah, they're getting paid because otherwise they could have been computer analysts, or they could have been hedge fund owners, or operators, or real estate managers, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, or whatever else. So because of that unemployment, that's what they get paid for, not because of the teaching. Okay, so I understand why chesed, the MS, doing chesed, learning Torah, chupar oven, that takes away avoidance. But what does it have to do with Kaibris Banov? Freitach, yes, Rabbi Yechel Kaibris Banov, minai. Tanalei, ha'usaba. Who's the ha'usaba?
According to the Chulin Vav, Tosus on Chulin Vav, Amar Aleph, it's Eliyahu Hanavi.
Eliyahu Hanavi.
Except for the one time in Shabbos, in the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when he comes out of the cave.
Exactly. But other than that, ha'usaba is referring to Eliyahu Hanavi.
It's always on my fingertips, don't worry.
Baruch Hashem. That's what Hasoy Penecha Boy Benenu. He doesn't close his eyes on that. He remembers it's Baruch Hashem, part of his memory bank. Yeah, Zaya Shine. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. It says, Omlei, Tonalei, Husaba, Mishim, Rapshim, Ben Yechoi, Asi, Ovein, Ovein. I know the Kivris Bonav leads to Machidas Avoinais because of Xer Shava Oven Oven. Ksiv Hacha Bechas Vemesi Chupar Oven. Uksiv Hosm, it says, Mishalom Avoin Ovois El Chait Penev. Chas Shalom, if fathers sin and the sons continue in the bad footsteps of their father, then Mishalom Avoin Ovois, the Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes gives the retribution for the oinshim of the ovois onto the banim by chas v'shalom killing the kids. And since it says ovin, here it says ovin, nebuch a person chayver is banav moichlin lach. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, negoim ubanim einam yisurim shalahava. Although we said before that other things could be yisurim shalahava, but having a negat tzaras or not having banim dosim nishki yisurim shalahava. Frankly, more negoim loy, isn't negoim also yisurim shalahava? Tanya, look at the price called mishi yesh by echem yabo maris negoim, whoever has one of the four maris negoim. What are the four? These are all four shades of white. What are those four shades of whites? It's the first Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim in Taharis. If you look at Rashi at the top of the Omid, Arba Marais, Se'es V'Toldosa, Beheres V'Toldosa. Se'es and Beheres are the two ovois, and the other two shades of white are considered to be the Toldos, slightly less. What are the four? Beheres is Azek Eshalik, a white which is as strong as white snow. Shnei la kisida hechel, that's already like the white of the plaster that was used in the hechel. Se'es is ketem alovan, that's the new white wool on the back of the sheep before they get dirty. Shnei la kikrumbeya, and the final one is krumbeya, that's the white of an egg. So those are four different shades of white. Anyway, those are all maris negoim. Zogt the brisa, kol mishiyish v'yechem yibav maris negoim. If you have one of these shades of white of the negoim, einon ele mizbeach kapara, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has given it to you as a mizbeach, as an altar to go be mechaper on your averis. It sounds like this is a good thing. Is it good? Why do we say it's not yisurim shalahava? Every mizbeach kapara have it. Stakim mizbeach kapara. Of yisurim shalahava v'yahava ka ahava is nishdur. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not giving this hardship because he gives it to you to have a kapar of the avoidance, but it's not yisurim shalahava. V'yimoy yisei menochab shar holon v'hol lehu. It depends where you got those negoyim. Did you get it in Eretz Yisrael? Or did you get it in Chutz La'aretz? Explains Rashi, because if it's in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Meshulach Chutz La'machana. You're not allowed to live, for instance, in Yerushalayim, you have to live outside Yerushalayim. Just like in the times of the Midbar, that you had the three different machnas, machna Shechina, machna Leviyah, machna Yisrael, you have to go chutz ala dry machnas. Right. But in chutz la'aretz, you don't have that requirement. No, it's a chin shuzay geferlich. And it's Yisrael, it's a terrible bizarre, and you can never go home. You have to live there in the outskirts of the town or the city. But here you can go and be part of the city. So, halon
balahu. Is your wife allowed to live with you?
That's a separate shayla. That's a shayla by every mitzvah, whether there's an isser of tashmish, husband and wife, because according to some, it's only the yoshua chutz liyaholay shivas yamim, only the 7 days that you're preparing yourself for bringing your korban, the kabbanis mitzvah. Anyway, Mitzvah, when we learn mishnayis negoim, we'll go into that a little bit more deeply.
Or not.
If we don't, we don't. But that's why we had the end of Masechtas Nida, that the person supposed to learn hashen alochas b'chol yoyim. What alochas? Halichas Olam Loi. So what did the Radal Reb David Lo say in the back of the Gemara? He says it comes to tell you that even though we just finished Seder Taharis, we didn't, because we only learned one Masechta. You got to learn all the Mishnayos from Seder Taharis. Anyway, so the Basik tells the Gemara, telling you how long Balahu. This is different between inside and outside Eretz Yisrael. Right. Lady boy, you say menochav shat. The old man lives in the house. The old man lives in the house. The old man lives. It depends where the negat zaras happens to be. Is it, says Rashi, betzina tachas begodav, underneath his clothing, or is it out of hesia that you can go and see it because it's on the person's face or it's on the person's hand that it's easily visible? That's enough community between whether these are quote unquote good negoyim yisurim shalahava. If they're hidden, you don't see them. And Baruch Hashem, they're doing their job to be mechaper on the Aveir. But if they're out in the open, to Nishka Grois, Yisurim Shalahava, it's Yisurim that everybody says, Lee, what a ghastly blemish you have on your body. Frank Timura, you said that not only Negoim, but even Bonim are not Yisurim Shalahava. Ubonim Loi? Bonim Loi. Frank Timura, Hechi Dami, explain to me Bonim. Elaim the Havalu Meisa, are you going to tell me that the person had children and Nebuch, they passed away? And Rabbi Yochanan is saying about a person that had children that passed away, that's not Yisurim Shalahava. Kadosh Baruch Hu therefore is punishing him. It's not Ahava type of Yisurim. From Rabbi Yochanan, Dein Grom Dasiro Abir, whenever Rabbi Yochanan would go to be Menachem Avil, he would go and take along with him, according to the Gemara, the word Groma is normally a bone. Rashi elsewhere asks, Tosis asked elsewhere, he took along a bone. A bone, of course, is metame. How could he go and take along a bone with him? And therefore they said that the bone is really referring to a
tooth.
Tooth. And tooth is not metame. Okay. So he used to go and carry that in his pocket at all times. And when he was benach mobile, and somebody was Nebuch besides himself, and Nebuch crying and in distress, he would say, "Mister, you're not any worse than me. Here is the tooth of my 10th child that Nebuch I had to go and bury." So now, would Rabbi Yochanan say about himself that the Kodesh Baruch Hu hated him, and because he did all these aveiros, and that's why Hashem is punishing him, wouldn't you say it's Yisurim Shel Havas, because Hashem Yisbarach, in a sense, loves him and doesn't want him to go straight in Gan Eden? As the Gemara, there's a difference between a person that never had children and a person who had children and unfortunately passed away. So a person like Rabbi Yochanan that had children and they passed away, those Yisurim Shel Havas. But a person that never had children, according to what Rashi learns, is not Yisurim Shel Havas. The person is getting punished. Now this is a grace appellate. After all, we know tzaddikim in every single door that did not have children. Are we saying that all of them are being punished for doing something bad? So the second Tosis is very concerned with the Rashi Pshat from Rabbi Yochanan Dein Kuram, the story of Pirish Rashi. To the Odom Choshu Ker Rabbi Yochanan Mestamu Lo Yehoyu Al Yisurim Shel Havas. It must be Yisurim Shel Havas. So therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that I lost Nebuch 10 kids, it's not that Chas Shalom, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Einam Yisurim Shel Havas. It is Yisurim Shel Havas because Rabbi Yochanan was among the tzaddiki hador. The tema, based on that, on masik, that the maskon of the gemara comes out, the heichad lehav lebonim klal, if he didn't have any children at all, lehav yisurim shalav. But rather, this is a punishment. But he comes tzaddikim shalav yoylam bonim. We know tzaddikim in every single door that didn't have children. I'm going to say chas v'shalom to me. The Lubavitcher Rebbe didn't have any children. The Satmar Rebbe didn't have any children. Sorry? Did they live?
But he had.
You have any offspring? Any emiklach? Here, emiklach?
He had a daughter.
He had a daughter. But what happened? Did she have any children? Anyway, the Maisi, you're right, because since the Gemara is distinguishing between those that had children that died and those that had no children, oh, you're right. But the Maisi, the Babaji didn't have any children. The Beis Yisrael didn't have any children.
So he had also.
Before the war?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chazanish
didn't have. Okay. So we have at least one or two or three examples in every generation. I'm sorry?
Ben Azai,
don't think. Did he get married? That's already machloek because we got married tonight. Anyway, but Lamais.
Did he have children?
Did he have children? If he didn't get married, he certainly didn't have children. Now, yes. So Toys of Takalud is different Pshat than Rashi. Ayin Shem, even with Toys of Pshat, it's not so simple. Anyway, these are things which are difficult for us to understand. And therefore, we continue on. Vaita Zotimor Vaita. Rabchiya Bar Abba Cholash. Rabchiya Bar Abba was sick. Old Gabe Rabbi Yochan came to be Mavakir Cholet. Amalais. Rabbi Yochan had said to Rabchiya Bar Abba, Chaviv and Alecha Yisurin. Do you like Yisurin? In other words, he's implying that these are Yisurim Shalahava. Do you want these Yisurim? Said Rabchi Baraba, Shkoyach, no thank you. Amalei Lohayim Veloi Scharn. I know from the Amid Aleph that you get Schar for Yisurim, but I prefer not having Yisurim because they're just too painful. Said Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Havli Yadcha, give me your hand. Yavli Yad, he gave him his hand, Va'okmei, and he pulled him out of bed and pulled him out of his choyli, and the Yisurim and the Machlis all went away. Now we have a similar story about Rabbi Yochanan himself. Rabbi Yochanan Cholash. All the Gaber Rabbi Chanina came to visit him, and he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, Chavim Lech Yisurim, do you like the Yisurim that you have? Amalei Lohen Boizcharn. I don't want the Yisurim.
Chanina was a doctor, by the way, the Libyan donkeys, remember? They kick you, so it's more than just a Fakir Cholim, it's a house call.
But what you'll see about the remedy. Amalei Havliyot, give me your hand. Yavliyot, give me his hand. And he lifted him out of the bed. In other words, he got him out of his machla, out of his illness, and he became gesund. So, Beit Yomara, since Rabbi Yochanan was the master of the previous story, he was the one that gave the hand, and he was the one that got Reb Chiya Bar Abba out of his sickbed, so Rabbi Yochanan should give himself the hand, you know, have the two hands shake each other and finish it. Someone who's never imprisoned, he can't find his way out of jail on himself. He needs someone else to go and free him outside help. So even though Rabbi Yochanan was able to help Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, he wasn't able to help himself. And that's why he needed to come on to Rabbi Chanina to go and lift him from his illness. Rabbi Luzer, Cholash. Rabbi Luzer was sick. Ole Gaber, Rabbi Yochanan came to visit him. Chosedehu Kagoni Bebeis Oifel. He saw that he was living in very dark bedroom, a dark house. Gali Dare, Rabbi Yochanan now rolled up his sleeve. And as a result, Galia, he revealed Dare, his Zroya, his arm. his arm, like the rest of Rabbi Yochanan, was very radiant. The naf on the hoira, and therefore the radiance of his arm now lit up the room, so that he was able to now see the features of Reb Blazer. Chazit Reb Kabacher Reb Blazer, he saw that Blazer was crying. Amalei Amai Kabachas, why are you crying? So now Rabbi Yochanan is now conjecturing. If you're concerned that you never learned as much Torah as you wanted to learn the entire Tanakh together with Iyoth and all the Mishnayos and Taharis and never worked it out. Shanino, didn't we learn since you always learn Torah Lishma?
Oh, right.
So therefore, if you missed out on Iyoth, you missed out something. You did the best you could. If you're going to be upset about it, the reason why you're crying is because, unfortunately, throughout your lifetime, you had difficulty with parnasa and just putting food on the table. Not everybody is zoich to have both the shulchan of Ashiras and the shulchan of Torah. So, you know, it's not a reason for you to cry. If it's because you didn't have children or children that passed away, then go look at this bindle or this tzun, this tooth of my 10th child, so don't cry. I have a reason to cry more than you. The reason why I'm crying is because I look at you, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was an exceedingly handsome individual. Right. That's why the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bava Metzia.
Rabbi Yochanan, we're outside the mikveh.
Exactly. So all the women that would pass by, they would see the beautiful countenance.
I think of having beautiful children.
Just like Rabbi Yochanan, both Begashmis and Barachnis. And then you have the story about Rish Lakish, that he went to swimming and he couldn't swim. And then Rabbi Yochanan, against the Maisa, he said, Chelcha loy Raisa, Chelcha lenashi. Anyway, you see from that Rabbi Yochanan was a very, very handsome individual, and so he said, but eventually this handsomeness, this great beauty is going to pass on. So he said, I'm thinking now about La'achar Meve Esrim, when the Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, is going to pass away, this beautiful, handsome individual, all of that beauty is going to wither in the soil down below. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan said, he said, that is already a good point that you're being boich on that, because nevach, that beauty will go for waste, it'll wither in the ground. Presumably, Rabbi Yochanan is not referring to the physical beauty, but the spiritual beauty, and therefore he's saying all of that will be lost. And it's not only that, it says about Rabbi Yochanan that he was from the Shiori Knesset Gedolah, the last ones of that generation, and so therefore, as long as Rabbi Yochanan was still alive, people remembered the glory of yesteryear. Once Rabbi Yochanan passed away, then all of that was no longer, and that was a brand new era. Just like today, when any of the Gedolim of Europe that passed away, each time a person says it's the end of an era, oh, I remember the Gedolim Litter, I remember the Greiser Rebbes, I remember the Greiser Rosh Hashivas, the Greiser Rabbanim, and unfortunately, as they pass away, we are left as Yesoimim without them. Anyway, he asked him now, do you like Reb Blazer these Yisurim? No, I could do without them. And he raised him out from his illness. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine, and takifule, they all went sour. And what's the reason why they went sour? We'll see shortly in a moment whether these are also perhaps Yisurim Shalahal. We'll soon see. Ol gabir Rav Yehuda Achva Rav Salah Chasida v'Rabban. So came to visit him Rav Yehuda Achva of Rav Salah Chasida and Rabban. V'amrila other say with Rabban Habu Rabban. V'amrila, and they said to Ravuna, because this terrible thing happened, le'ayin mar b'mila, you should be mefashvish b'masav, like we said on the Amud Aleph. Check over your balance sheet, what you did right, what you did wrong. Amalahu, so he said back to them, umi chashin b'naychol, you're talking to me like that, am I chashin for chas v'shalom being a bal aveira? Amrulei, so they answered back, lechashin kuchabricho de obedina b'laydina, does a kodesh baruch go and give person punishment if he didn't deserve it? So you should check. Amalahu, i'ikaman d'shmiya alai miltzaleima, you know what? If anybody heard that I did something wrong, please, spill the beans. Tell me what I did wrong. So they told him, Hachish Mi'alan, we heard a shmua, v'leyoev mar shebisha le'arise. You have an oris that works in your field. As you know, an oris is a sharecropper who gets paid le'mechzel shish v'revia. He takes 50%, 33%, 25% of the profits. And he's also entitled to go and get from the shebisha. What are shebisha? Shebisha, says Rashi, is chalkei b'zmoirois ha'gefen. These are the vines, or these are the branches of the vineyard. He's working in the vineyards for you. So part of his fringe benefits, besides getting his salary of getting a percentage of the income, he's also to go and get a percentage of the shabisha of these extra pieces of wood, these extra vines that he can go and use for firewood or for whatever. So we heard that you don't give your oris that shabisha. Amalahu, mikashavikli midi minay. What you're asking me, I should give more? Hakagan of Lekule. He's a hagan. If he doesn't go and take 50%, every day he goes and takes some of the clusters of grapes and he puts it away in his package and he takes them. That grace of God, if he doesn't deserve the shabisha.
The grapes or the grapevines? Zemiro said the.
Yeah, we're complaining that Rafuna was not giving him a chelik in the vines.
I see.
So he says, I should give him vines. You don't know how much he's stealing from me on a daily basis.
Okay.
Amrelase, they told him, Haina di Amre Inchi, Basagan Vagnoiv Vitamitoim. That if you go and steal from a ganav, you yourself will develop a taste for the ganav. In other words, what he does wrong, take him to Bezdin, go and, you know, make sure he doesn't steal from you, take precautions, for sure. But just because he steals from you, doesn't allow you to go and steal from him. You still have to go and give him.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
On the ball. Two wrongs don't make a right. Very good. Amaluhus Ravuna, when he heard these divrei Musar, he said, Kabilna alai dihibna lay. From now on, I'll make sure to give him all of the shemisha, which I had not been giving him until now. Once he said that, Ikad Yamri, there was one version that had a chalav have a chamra, just like all the wine had turned to vinegar, now it turned back to wine once again, and then they sold it in beautiful bottles where they called it nish sour wine, but dry wine, but really it's the same sour wine that was before.
In the fancy schmancy
bottles, exactly. Now they charge $50 per bottle, so they became that wine. They could the army, the others say, no, a yakah chalav is dam b'demei the chamra. It remained the vinegar, however, the vinegar options went up,
price
shot up in
price
value, because there was a shortage of vinegar in town, and therefore the level or the amount of money to go and pay for a bottle of wine now became the same amount for the bottle of vinegar.
So you had no loss?
No loss whatsoever, because of the fact that he was Makabal al Atzmai from now on to go and be total honesty vis-a-vis his Oris, even though the Oris himself is a Ganav. Tanya, Abin Yaman Oymal Shnei Devarim Ha'isi Mitzar Kol Yomai. There were two things that I was always Mitzar. Al Tfilosu Shehei Lefnei Mitosi, while Mitosi Shetei Nesuna Bein Tzof Al Atar. When he says Ha'isi Mitzar, it means that I was exceedingly scrupulous and careful about these two inyanim. Number one, tefillah is tehelef nei mitasi. My tefillah should be in front of my bed. What does that mean? I don't know yet. Number two, mitzvah should always be between tzofen and darim, between the north and the south, in the way it's set up in the bedroom. Explains the one. Tefillah should tehelef nei mitasi. My lef nei mitasi. Ilem lef nei mitasi mamish. Does he mean to go and say that he made sure that when he davened in his bedroom, he did it in front of his mita, in front of his bed? From Rav Yehuda, Rabbi, same Rav Shimon Levi, when you're davening in a room, you're supposed to go and daven against the wall without having anything in between. So why is he davening with the mita in between? He should be going beyond the mita to the wall. So he's scrupulous and meticulous and dafke davening with name mitasi. Now, how do I know you're supposed to daven next to the wall? Shemir said, "Vayasev Chizkio ponav elakir vayispalel." When Chizkio was told, and unfortunately, he has a very short period of time to live, then he turned his face to the wall and he was about to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him 15 years afterwards an extension on his life. Anyway, so I see from this that Chizkio dafke went to Lakir and not in front of his bed. So what means samach mitasi? So Rashi explains that he was very careful every single morning not to do any malacha before davening. So when he got up from his mita, washed his hands, did his tzrochim, then he went to daven. He didn't do any malacha before that. But then Rashi adds something agresa pella. If you look at Rashi samach lamitasi, about 20 lines from the bottom, samach lamitasi, kol yomai nisharti shloi lasis malacha v'shloi lasoik betoira, not to learn. Kishamati mitasi, when I got up from my bed, at she'ekar krishma v'spal. First I went sure to go and daven shachris. After that I went to go and learn the daf, but not before. Toysis screams. If you look at the Toysis, two Toysis before the end. Ela aim itself when touch the Oysa Malacha. Actually, it's Bab Rashi Pirish after the little mate. She also little mate Kaidim Tfilah. Tfilah Yadati Minale. I never heard of something like that, says Toysis. Avarai the Shorel Lomayt Koydim. Forget, I have a right that you are allowed to learn before. To the Kama Perik Sheni says, I'm reading the Rav Maktim Umashi Yodim Umvarech Umasni Perkei. First he gave a Shior and then Kara Kriyishma. Ki Martas Man Krishna. When is Man Krishna? So in other words, they got a Fartuks. They started already learning 5:30 in the morning before this Man Krishna. They learned the Ganze Shir, Chumash Rashi, Arachayim Kodesh, the Daf, whatever. And only after them came as Man Krishna, they learned Krishna. So you see from Agaferish Gemara that Rav in fact did. That's why Toises feels that Rashi's Pshat is very difficult. Pshat? Rashi's Pshat is taken difficult. So there are
maybe,
two.
Maybe.
Yes, yes. What would you like to say, Reb Simcha? We're waiting to hear your part.
Maybe he means that if he got up already when it was a Chiz Tfilah, as opposed to Fatuk.
So he should get up early, no?
No, if he's up and it's still nighttime, so no Chiz Tfilah. So then he can learn. In other words, in theory.
There's no chiyuv of competing.
Right, no chiyuv. But all he needs is if he got up already, when it's already daytime, so that the chiyuv of tefillah, maybe
he got his fill immediately. So the Rosh says a little bit differently. Rosh here in the back of the Gemara. Rosh Pirish, Rashi Pirish. Shegam the Talmudai ein loy lahafsik. The Tema. We know how. Where did Rashi take this from? The Efsher. The Ma'ariv. The Odom Shemispal beBeis Midrashoi. The Inerog Alevich beBeis Haknesses. Talking about a person that doesn't go to davening every day to learn to daven with the tzibur. The Ikal Meichesh Dilma Mitrid beGir Sase. Maybe he's going to get so immersed in his learning. The Yavar Zman Tfilah beKriyishma. If he's learning in a shul where there's going to be a minion at 7 o'clock or whenever this man is, then you don't have to worry. Because 7 o'clock, the person's going to say, okay, boys, I broke his time, it's really late, it's 7 o'clock, we have it. So he'll know that it's time to get ready to go and dab. But if he's learning in his private besmedish, in his study, in a place where there is no minion kavua,
and there's no clocks there typically in those days,
and no clocks, etc., so the person might continue, and he'll forget to go and say Krishna, and it's really so late, I didn't realize. So that's what Rashi's referring to according to the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yoina, which again is Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina, they say a different pshat in the Rashi. First of all, he quotes the Rashi over here. For Rashi, Peter Shahi Nizer Dafil Likrois Loyeroitza Ach Shalom Omer Shachrachi Spalu. The Rashi said you shouldn't even learn until Tila. For Oimrim Rabboni Tsarfas, the French Rabbonim said, Shalom Matzino Bishem Mokoim Shalimud Yehoser. We never found something like that. Dafil Dibi Rashi Zal Engli Oisroi Eliki Shalomidli Atzmoi. When he's learning on his own, Neshiyochel is Palu Tchila. Why don't you daven first and then learn? Right. If you're giving a shir, if you're learning with a chavrusa, vade muter. Kibin shashah iveres. The schus harabim dover godel who learning with other people. The chagroisa groisa schar groisa mitzvah. Vim lo yomudu achshav yisbatlu. If they don't learn now, they might not go and learn throughout the day. Vlo yuchlu moit achakach shekimatzina vabein hakodesh shemalamed the talmidav sheimagi esman krishma hayemar beyodav al einav mikari krishma. He's bringing the same chazal that the Toises brings, that the Taka learned before, and then when it came to Zman Krishma, then they said Krishma, and then Choyze Limudin, and they went back to learning. So therefore we have the two pshatim of both the Rosh. We first have the Toises that says, I don't know where Rashi took this from. But even to go Mimlamet Tzchus on Rashi's pshat about not learning before davening, the Rosh says he's talking about a situation where the person is not davening in a shul, and therefore he might forget, or he might get so immersed in his learning that he's going to go beyond this man and it'll be too late to learn Krishna of his man, right? Or according to Ben Yoin, it's talking about a situation where he's learning by himself as opposed to learning with others. And with others, that's a tremendous chance. So that's the Inyan Samach Mitasi, that's number one. But Kulian Lamoida, don't do any work before you go to shul, before you're going to daf. That's number one. The Zorti Mora Vaita. My last name is Zorti Mamashing Zorti. Okay, continue on. Okay, Valmitash Tate Nasuna Bain Tzofa Ladon. This is six lines from the bottom. They made sure that the Mita should be between the north and the south. Yom Rabchom of Rebchanina. Om Rabbitsa Kalan. No, you said Mitosa Bain Tzofa Ladon. Having the bottom schom is going to have bottom scharim. Shnema Utsfuncha Tamali Vitnam. Yisbu Ubanim. What does this all mean? Tzfuncha normally means when something is hidden. But here Tzfuncha is from Lashon Tzofain. Tamali Vitnam. If the woman becomes pregnant and her beten, her belly is going to become full. This is an allusion to the womb. Yisbu banim, the mitzvah, they can have banim. Now, what does tzofing the darim have to do with anything? So Rashi says, "Benira be'enai." See about 10-12 lines at the bottom. Benira be'enai, shechina be'nizrach be'marav. Since the shchinah between Mizrach and Maariv, presumably because the Beis Hamikdash is situated between Mizrach and Maariv, so therefore shchinah between Mizrach and Maariv, that's why I put the beds to the other direction, so Chas V'Shalom not Meshamesh Mita in the direction where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is residing, so to speak. So now you're going to say to yourself, how come we're not, most people are not concerned about that when they fashion their bedrooms, because in Shulchan Aruch it's brought that this is Taki Gemara, but in Zohar it says the other way around, you should definitely have your bed L'Mizrach U'L'Mariv and not L'Tzofen U'L'Darm. So Mishnah Berurah tries to forever. Anyway, but the bottom line is there is another day based on Kabbalistic writings that Taki should be the other way around. So bottom line is whichever way you do it, you're either being Soymich on this Gemara or you're being Soymich on what says in the Zohar. So what's up the Yomara? The Yom Rav Chama, you get one of his heart. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, Av Ein Ishtam Apelis, the following person, his wife will not get a miscarriage. Ksivacha Utzfuncha T'male Vitna, it'll be Mole. Uksivacha Yimlu Yomel Lelet, Adin Eisam Vitna, as a result of the Yimlu U, that it was, the belly was full, in other words, the womb was full, Baruch Hashem, she had children, and she was not Chas V'Shalom, Mapel. Should we learn another? Okay, another 4 or 5 lines. Talking about right, it's Tanya Abi Yamin Oymer. Shnayim Shadichasul Espal. The Kodem Echam Eil Espal. The Himtan Eschaveri. You have two people going into shul. And again, remember, we're talking about shuls that were out in the sada, out in the fields. And therefore, if you left somebody behind and you went home, it was dangerous. So if a person did not wait for his chav, him to his chaver, he left the altar, torf and loit filosi befanif, chas v'shalom, they go and chop away his tefillah from his face. In other words,
the person who leaves the person behind, or
the person who left, who's leaving and leaving the other person behind, he's leaving early and leaving the other person behind, the tefillah that he just said a couple of moments ago, they go and chop it out, they go and schlep it out from his bottom, as if to say, some forces out there. Shenema Toyif Nafshei Be'Apay Halamancha Taziv Oret Toyif Nafshei Be'Apay. We chop away, we tear apart, we tear away that tefillah Halamancha Taziv Oret, because you left him there on dry land by himself. It says that the tzur left its place. Boshab Shat means that the large boulder was uprooted from the place that it was located. However, tzur is also referring to tzur Yisrael, kum ve'ezis Yisrael. That's what we say in davening. Tzur is in tzur elakadosh baruch hu shenemar tzur yilodcha teshi. For those of you that are familiar with a little bit of history, when they wrote the Israeli Declaration of Independence or Constitution, whatever,
argument of saying Hashem's name or not.
The tzionim, those that were secular, did not want to mention Hashem's name at all. The religious, of course, did want to mention Hashem's name, so they came up with a compromise and they wrote in it Tzur Yisrael v'Galoy, so Tzur could be. According to the secular, that's the boulder, the strength that represents ours. Huh? But so you saw, based on this Gemara, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some were very happy at that time about the compromise. Some were very opposed to the compromise. It was a hot potato at that time.
Does tzur also mean image?
That's tzura. The word tzur normally means a boulder. And here the tzura, the boulder, of course, represents great strength. If we're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is our strength? He's our boulder, so to speak. He's our rock of Gibraltar. If you do wait for the person who's with you in shul, you wait until he's finished davening. He gets tremendous brachas. What are those brachas? Lu hikshavta mitzvoisai. Hikshavta only means to listen to my mitzvahs. Hakshava means to listen. However, Rashi says here, hakshava means lashon hamtana. If you wait for my mitzvahs, in other words, you wait for your friend who's davening. In other words, you're going to have Baruch Hashem brachas ad bli dai for your children. Your einiklach. The pasuk continues on to tzoyim memecha bim oy kim oy sov lo yikoreis v'lo yishamish moy b'lefonai. It's going to be beautiful. So therefore, it's a great inyan to go and wait for your chaver. And Tosis brings somewhere over here that look at the top choices. Hamispal lehimtin es chaveri toif and light. Peter shabein etam. Dizeh hoyu lehem v'batiknish shalehem shayu basada. Lekach balay leyesh lehem. That's why you got to wait, and that's why they have the baruch hashem la'olam amen v'yamin, that extra bracha. V'ri hoyu ma'achet tvi'lasai. The ri rabbeinu Yitzchak balei choices. He would always have his davening go longer. Umarech hachiyetsu kulam till the last person in shul was ready to leave, and therefore he made sure to keep on davening. And if he finished monastery, he probably said tillim or he learned the daf over again. What happens if somebody came late? Everybody else is leaving. Somebody else comes now. he would go and learn over the daf again. Until he finished. But no, it's a good thing even we that do not have our batikinesias in the sada, we have it in the urban areas. Don't leave somebody behind. Always leave together with the other people. Have a wonderful day.